Tonight I'd like to share on a topic I've entitled A Safe Anchorage. As many of you have experienced who live in the Southern California area, especially San Diego, the Navy was seeking a great harbor and anchorage for ships of such massive proportions. And it became geographically obvious that the layout of the San Diego Bay was ideal for these large ships. Many of you, I'm sure, have either been aboard or seen a large vessel like a destroyer or an aircraft carrier here or somewhere. Have you ever noticed the anchors? You know, an anchor is a piece of equipment generally made from steel and in certain application, actually plastic too, like wall anchors. Their intended purpose is to provide a stable and fixed place to attach something, like maybe a towel rack or a toilet paper holder for those handymen around the house. You know, in some cases, larger objects require larger and heavier anchors to hold them in place. As just a matter of interest, the USS Gerald R. Ford is America's new aircraft carrier. Originally, it was set to be deployed in 2018, which is now scheduled for deployment in 2022. The 1,092-foot ship has a crew of 5,500 people, and it carries more than 75 aircraft at a time. It weighs roughly 100,000 tons. All of this adds up to a ship that needs a truly massive anchor and a chain to hold it steady. And actually, the anchor and chain system aboard the USS Ford weighs 30,000 pounds. The chain is 1,440 feet long, and each link weighs 136 pounds. Well, what is the purpose of an anchor, and why am I sharing so much detail about it? Well, it's because an anchor is a device, and in this context, normally made of metal that's used to secure a vessel to the bed of a body of water to prevent the craft from drifting due to wind or current. And so as I share this information tonight, you know what? We as believers spiritually have an anchor in our lives, a safe anchorage. We were once taught that this word of God would be a safe anchorage to us in an ocean of doubt and in a sea of speculation. You know, this anchor that we have is a future expectation of a desired end. That's why I love to play that song in the very beginning. We're prisoners of hope, and we do it willingly. Such a wonderful, wonderful truth. You know, the Bible in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, calls in its context hope the anchor of our souls. It is that pole star that keeps us moving and serving and living for the one true God. Although those who have died and are now asleep awaiting the blessed return of our Lord Jesus Christ, we who are in this earthly vessel endeavor to pursue a path higher and greater than ourselves. We are all encouraged, as you may remember in the book of Philippians, to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Tonight I'd like to read two sections of God's Word, and rehearsing in all of our ears those poignant sections of Scripture which we have loved, we have believed, and we have faithfully taught through the years. So if you take your Bibles or your phone, your tablet, whatever it may be, or just want to listen, we'll be going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 13. I'll be reading from the New International Version in both of these Scripture readings. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so will we be with the Lord forever. And what to do with these words? Therefore, encourage one another with these words. And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 51, we have that anchor of the soul. We have a safe anchorage in the ocean of doubt, in a sea of speculation in which we are so engulfed and so surrounded. It's everywhere. It's on every side of us. We have something that anchors us and ties us to the greatness of an almighty God, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the promises of the Holy Scriptures. Amen? Mm-hmm. Verse 51 of 1 Corinthians 15 says, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, like the great ships that sail the seas, and like the variables of everyday life, we too have those anchors that hold things steady. We have hope as the anchor of our souls. I am absolutely 100% confident that we can look forward to, and that at the flash, the trumpet sound, and in the twinkling of an eye, it will truly become very evident how marvelous, how wonderful, and how magnificently loving do we have a God who gave us those words of prophecy so many years ago. All I can say at this point is, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Heavenly Father, thank you for the greatness of your word, the safe anchorage we have, Father, the safe harbors of peace and joy and love that we have just been so freely given by your grace. And I pray, Father, as we are encouraged and reminded of our Lord's soon and imminent return, that we are encouraged and comforted tonight. Thank you, Father, for the way you continue to love us and watch out for us and meet our every need. And may we just be diligent, to the best of our ability, day by day and moment by moment, Father, to listen to you, to open our hearts before you, and to have a good word and a gospel message to those that you're working in their hearts to hear. And we pray about this tonight. In the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ, amen.